This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Right, it's the Power Breakfast on Power 98.7 this Tuesday morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. So now, let's turn attention to something else, and it's something that is of great concern as well, and that is the numbers, rising numbers of COVID-19 infections here. It would appear the country's positivity rate is definitely on a rise, and the majority of cases in the past 24 hours were reported in Gauteng. According to the Department of Health, of the new cases reported yesterday, 79% of them were in Gauteng, and only 30% of the province's population at this stage have been fully vaccinated. So let's take a look at that a little bit closer. Also looking at the numbers overnight, which show that the number of new cases reported is 312, which seems substantially down on the day before. The reporting period before was up to as high as 800. But let's chat to Professor Bruce Mulado, member of Gauteng's Premier's Advisory Committee on COVID-19, joining us via Zoom. Good morning to you, Professor Mulado. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So I've just quoted the number there of confirmed cases as per the NICD and the Department of Health. But that, by all accounts, is not really the figure we should be looking at. And it's this transmission rate. Just explain to us a little bit more about that, about the significant number to be on the lookout for here and the one that is actually raised concern now.
Okay, that's a very good question. So what we do in our committee is to look at all possible sources of data that help us understand what the real situation on the ground is. So certainly the number of positive cases is very important, but it's not the only indicator. So what we have been seeing so far is that about 2 weeks ago, which corresponded roughly with the time that we would have expected an impact from the November 1st elections, we had a significant increase in the number of cases. And then last week, a very strong jump that we haven't seen before in the pandemic. So we're clearly, what we're doing right now, before rushing into conclusions, we are scrutinizing the data very carefully. We are trying to understand what the data is made of, what are the different sources, what is the impact of backlogs and reporting of earlier cases, what is the real picture of community transmission that emerges from it. And so basically, this is why our committee hasn't come up with a conclusion. We haven't yet come up with a press conference with the what we think the situation on the ground is. So this data that we're going to get this week is absolutely essential, not just the number of cases, but also things like excess mortality, things like hospitalizations, and other indexes that are critical to understand what is really going on the ground.
So at this point, okay, you are waiting for more data, you say. So in terms of what we have seen, I've just mentioned that obviously today, a figure that was reported overnight is 312, which on the face of it seems quite low. However, the last reporting period, 800 plus new cases were reported. Is that in itself for you indicative of anything, or is it something that you can draw any kind of conclusion from?
We typically look at the seven-day rolling averages or the average of an epidemiological week. We know that on Mondays, typically Monday, Tuesday, the numbers typically go down. So that's certainly expected. So it's not we don't think that it's reflective. The fact that we got in the province 200 and something compared to whatever it was the day before, which was significantly higher, means a change in the dynamic. It's something that we have to look into in perspective.
Let's talk about the positivity rate versus the transmission rate or rate of transmission. Those two numbers, what they tell us and how important they are in the modeling and assessment that you do.
Right. So the positivity rate is one of the important indicators, one of the independent important indicators that we look into to understand What is the real community transmission in the communities? That's extremely important. So typically when it goes above 5 or 10%, there's different criteria that are defined by different bodies as to what is significant community transmission. Some people say 5, some people 10 say 10. But basically, the bigger the fraction of people that test positive, the more is the community transmission. That's very clear. And this certainly is something that we monitor very, very close. And as you have correctly pointed out, community transmission is on the rise, which basically means, sorry, positivity rate is on the rise, which means that community transmission is on the rise, unfortunately. Now, that being said, the numbers this time around are actually more complicated than they used to be. So in order for us modelers to be able to predict and project and understand what kind of measures we will have in place when the time comes, when the peak comes, we certainly need a deeper understanding of what's going on with the data we are receiving.
Professor Mulato, tell me how you factor in the rate at which, or at least the number of people that are vaccinated, into your modeling here, and what you can wean or glean from that in terms of what we can expect from this for a fourth wave or fourth imminent or possible fourth wave.
That's a very good question. That's now a very important input to the modeling, because we know that someone that has been vaccinated is less prone to getting infected and much less prone to developing severe disease, hospitalization, or mortality. So we do also have a model of vaccination. We have a model that describes the prediction that describes how many people will get vaccinated as a function of time and as a function of age. And that is embedded into the model to understand what will be the resulting level of hospitalizations and mortality. That's extremely important.
Professor Mulato, how much attention are you paying to what's happening in Europe, where, of course, they've got much higher numbers of, I think, the average percentage of people who are vaccinated there, last I heard, was around 60%. How much attention are you paying to what's going on there in terms of their rising number of cases, and what can we possibly learn from that?
We are continuously monitoring the highlights of COVID-19 news all over the world. We're very concerned that in many countries there's been a resurgence in the number of cases. We also note that in terms of severe disease, those people that have not been vaccinated are the ones that are really being hit the hardest. That's why the take-home lesson here is that we really need to get vaccinated. These numbers that are coming up here, whether they are related or not to the fourth wave, irrespective of that, is basically a wake-up call. It's a last call for those that haven't gotten vaccinated yet to go and get vaccinated.
Thank you so much, Professor Bruce Mulato, for those insights. I will certainly be paying attention to. You said you're. When are you next briefing us there?
We don't know exactly, but I would say probably the end of the week.
Okay.
That's what I would suspect, because most of the numbers will be in sometime during this week.
Thank you, Professor. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Professor Bruce Mulato is a member of Gauteng's Premier's Advisory Committee on COVID-19, just talking to us about the apparent rise in the number of new cases that are being reported in Gauteng, but saying more definitive data will follow maybe later in the week. It's the Power Breakfast on Power 98.7.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.